Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to the CW Chinwag Podcast. I'm Bill.
And I'm Stuart.
And today we'll be reviewing Season 4, Episode 1 of The Flash. Now, I thought it was quite a good start to the series. How about you?
I'm excited for the series after Episode 1. As we said in our previous review, we weren't too hot on the previous season of Flash. But I did think this was a strong start. I'm happy with it.
I just need to correct myself there. It's actually Season 5.
Yeah. I was about to say Season 3 review, but then I was like, was it Season 3?
No, yeah, Season 5. Anyway, yeah. Season 4 was a bit of the lowest quality so far.
Yeah, but it's set it up well, I think, if that's the route they're going to go for this season.
I really enjoyed this episode. There was lots of, you know, comedy and a lot of good name drops that I'm interested in.
More so for you than
with my comic background.
But yeah, it was kind of like back to the like feel good, funny episodes, which The Flash was, I think, built on.
Yeah.
Where it's gone a bit away from that in previous season.
Yeah, so it's looking good. So if we were to start going through the episode, it starts off with Nora Allen's monologue about her being the fastest woman alive.
Mm-hmm.
But she's obviously, for those who don't know, from the future.
So that is obviously in the future, that monologue.
Yeah. Barry Norris's daughter. She says in the future she's known as XS.
Mm.
Now, I thought she meant, like, because she says to Iris, you always said I do things in excess. So I thought, you know, the word excess.
Yeah.
But everyone I see online seems to be just spelling it XS. I don't know if that's just...
Wasn't it on her suit as well?
What, just XS?
Mm.
I didn't catch that.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Or in her, like, title sequence, there was something that was just an XS. Because I agree with you. I thought it was, like... Because she did things in excess, which is what she said.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether that's just a shortening.
Yeah, maybe that's just...
It looks better.
Yeah, it does. I also noticed, you know, she's got the purple lightning, and Iris at one point said, yellow like yours, purple like mine. I didn't quite really notice the yellow, to be honest. It seems to be predominantly purple.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
She's female.
Yeah. I thought that was... Yeah. I didn't see any yellow at all.
But she is top spoiler territory.
She is.
About the future,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
She just can't help herself,
she's
which
like,
I thought was funny.
She's like me when it comes to series of things. I can't help myself.
Yeah.
But
spoiler, non spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other guys found it quite awkward, didn't they, when they were at the party? That's the other thing I quite liked, how it literally started seconds after the last series ended.
Yeah.
That was quite cool.
Just continued it straight on.
Yeah.
We also, Ralph is still about. I'm hoping that's going to stay.
Yeah, I think he should.
I think there's no reason to get rid of him now.
Yeah, I thought it was quite funny when he's like, wait, so you guys do time travel?
Yeah.
Like, how does he not know this is a thing yet? And we also learned, you know, Cecile kept her powers. She said she can read the baby's mind, which is a bit odd.
Yeah.
Like, how does the baby even think in eligible thoughts?
Well, yeah. What is the baby thinking?
Yeah.
I didn't really think of it like that, but yeah.
And there was a cool little Marty McFly reference. Someone says she's going to Marty McFly herself out of existence.
Right, okay.
Back to the future reference
there. Yeah, back to the future. Wally as well. I think he's going back to Legends.
We
judge
think so,
him
yeah.
by this.
Yeah, it seemed like he said he's got to go back.
Because he said he didn't fulfil his purpose.
Yeah. Well, but he says he's going to talk to the Legends about Nora's problem, didn't he?
Yeah, I kind of like... If you don't watch Legends, you won't know. But how does he get hold of the Legends?
Yeah, I guess just as he can travel through time at will, can he? How does he talk to them and get them to come pick him up?
But then like, it was like when he like turned back up, like, oh, has Barry left yet with Nora?
If like, you're in the Wayfinder, you can turn up
whenever. Yeah, he just turned up
want.
Like before they go.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot of time travel issues in this season.
Yeah, possibly.
But
so we also learned that Barry has got his job back after being framed in season 4. He's back in his lab where he first became the Flash.
But one thing bugged me about that, it was like, oh, we've got all this work to catch up on. And she was like, I can help you catch up on it. It's like, it can be done in like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. Like, you're literally just going to nail all that reading.
But that she does say how she's a forensic scientist as well in her time, which is cool. Like her dad.
We seen like as well, like Iris was like dead keen on having Nora around. Whereas Barry was like, no.
Because he knows from Flashpoint.
Yeah, I know what can go wrong. But I sense like that Nora, perhaps in the future, doesn't have a strong bond with Iris.
Yeah.
But then...
They kind of develop on that later, didn't they?
Yeah, because she's like... I think she's just quite cold to her. Like, she's surprised that her mum, when they want, she's like, oh, well, if you just blink at me when they're having the coffees, I'm holding a coffee cup there.
Yeah.
Like, she's surprised that she wants to know these things about her, you know? Like, it's not like it's a natural.
They're not.
Seeing eye to eye.
Yeah.
Because that's why I thought they were going with this whole story. I thought that in the future, Iris and Nora didn't get on, or Iris was gone, or something like that. Because she's so obsessed with Barry.
So then you hear about there's some trouble going on in the city, and Nora's got Barry's supersuit because his supersuit still burned up from the satellite problem in the end of season 4.
Yeah.
So she's got a fresh supersuit for him.
So she brought that with her.
She stole it from the museum of the Flash in the future.
Right.
Which he's wearing at the minute, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was ugly.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
The cap seemed so round. He had like a completely circular head, and it was really bright.
Almost orange.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of it. Nora lets us know that this villain is Gridlock. She obviously knows all of his villains from the future, and she's how he's a one and done.
So she would have known that he needed a suit, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I got a little flashback here.
Go on.
The guy who plays Gridlock was Colossus in the X-Men films.
Oh, right. What? Colossus, not Deadpool.
Not the Deadpool, I know. He's like just a voice actor or CGI.
Right.
But the one from the original trilogy.
Okay.
He's the Colossus from those films.
What was I going to say? About her coming back for Barry and helping Barry. That messed up because she stopped him, didn't she?
Yeah, she interrupted him.
He was meant to be a one hit.
One and done.
But because he got more power, the more he moved, wasn't it?
He can like store and then re-release like kinetic energy.
So she's already messed up the timeline.
Because he's supposed to be done straight away, yeah. Yeah, she's already caused her first possible butterfly effect in the timeline.
Yeah. But they were quick to point out as well that Wally said, because we always argue, well, she's already messed up. So this might not necessarily affect the timeline as a whole.
Yeah, I did write that down in it somewhere.
He still ends up in jail.
Yeah, they do. Well, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, they do wipe out, like, there's insignificant events.
Yeah.
And there's main events that will affect the timeline.
Yeah.
But the whole theory of the butterfly effect is that even a butterfly dying could affect the timeline.
Anything that could happen.
So that's a bit odd to me. So they're back in the lab.
Yep.
And Ralph thinks he's discovered the multiverse.
Yeah.
How funny was that when he came in?
Yeah.
Like, theoretically, if Nora travels through time, she's created another timeline. I call it the many-verse.
Yeah.
And you already know about it.
Yeah. Poor old Ralph. So clueless. I'm surprised they've never discussed this with him before, though. And why he's surprised. Like, he's in a world where he can stretch.
He's a smart guy as well. He's like a PI. He's not an idiot. He should realise this. Because he also says about Harry. Like, what did you think we meant when we said Harry was from Earth 2?
Oh, yeah. I meant that he was
from Earth also.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not that stupid.
Well, we're on the subject of Harry. No Wells in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a first?
I don't know. Is it a first? Maybe. I don't know. No Tom Cavanagh in that episode?
He's bound to be back. Well, I'm sure.
I think I've seen that he's back, in casting things.
Council of Wales.
So, yeah. There was another awkward moment between Nora and Iris where she said she didn't really want to hang out.
Yeah.
But then they did and went for coffee.
Yeah. But this all leads on to what we find out later in the episode.
Yeah. But there's a quick little thing she says about when she's like talking about spoilers, and they're like, I don't want to listen. She's like, oh, King Shark versus Grodd.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I want to see that.
Yeah.
That has to be in this series, King Shark versus Grodd. That'd be really cool. But,
So Nora, Barry is insistent that she has to go back.
Yeah.
And they say that she can't go back because of these negative
tachyons. Which they just created on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, because Wally says he took her blood sample to the Legends and they've discovered these, and they can just make her slower so she's not fast enough to go back to the future.
Mm-hmm.
But another little hint, actually, just quickly going back, Nora said about the lightning bolt on the Flash's suit is way cooler than Lightning Lad's.
Yeah.
Lightning Lad is a hero from a series called The Legion of Superheroes, and they're in the future.
Right.
And there's a thing where Supergirl gets stuck in the future, but she joins this team of heroes, and that's Lightning Lad. She's in there.
Yeah, I did wonder who she meant then.
So, they discover as well that Star Labs has got no satellites because Devo destroyed them all last series, so yeah. They're like blind. They're just gonna have to go off like if the TV's on or something. Yeah, yeah. Old school. Obviously Ralph as well, because they bring up how he was in Devo's body for long. He didn't know a lot of what happened last series. Mm-hmm. So when Killer Frost says she lost, well, Caitlin says she's lost Killer Frost.
Yeah.
He didn't have any idea about that.
Yeah, okay. I didn't pick up on that being the reason why.
Yeah, and I think as well, like, they picked up on last series, Ralph and Caitlin got a bit of a connection still.
Mm-hmm. Also, as well, we discussed in our season 4 review, maybe Ralph might have all the powers.
It doesn't show any sign of that so far, no.
Well, he didn't do anything, did he?
I think they're not going to explain that either. I think they're literally just going
to let him carry
make
on.
Us forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then we find out with Nora that in the future the Flash goes missing. She's, yeah. And she's not, in fact, stuck. She's back to try and either fix it or just spend some time with her dad.
Yeah, then that's probably why she is so... Well, she's obsessed with him, isn't she?
Yeah, she's obsessed with him, yeah.
Proper, like... I know, like...
We still don't know what her deal was with Iris in the future, but yeah. You know why she's here for Barry now.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And that proper breaks Barry. He's like...
Because he's been banging on to Iris about how he wants, like, the first time...
Oh, yeah, with the baby and that, yeah, yeah.
And now they obviously know, like... But then he's like, I'm going to miss all your firsts.
Yeah, because he disappears, yeah.
But also, if he disappears, why is there, like, another suit in the museum?
Because he obviously gets that between now and when he disappears.
Right.
And it's just in the museum.
Okay.
And why is
I'm thinking that he's going to disappear, like, soon. Our time
no.
soon.
But I think it says 2025 on the newspaper he went missing.
That was on there last year, though, wasn't it? About him going missing. Still missing.
Yeah. I'm not too sure. But, you find out about how this Gridlock guy got away and he's on the aeroplane and he's planning on crashing it, which I find odd because, like, there was some guy with a suitcase and he, like, drains the energy from it and then one engine on the plane bursts. Like, yeah. He couldn't have planned that.
Yeah.
Like, surely you'd just blow up the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Nora gives him the ring from the museum where it hides the suit in it.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's the reference. He always had that in the comics.
Right.
And he's never had it up until now. I think like fans have been clamoring for that for a while.
Yeah.
But there's a bit where Sisko says, oh, I've got another flashback. Sisko says, oh, did I invent Night in the Future? And she says, oh no, Ryan Choi. Ryan Choi is actually the Atom of the future. Right. Not the future, well, current comics, but... So Ray Palmer mm-hmm. is like his teacher. I think he's got like a lab where Ryan Choi was one of his students and he trusts him with the Atom suit and passes on the mantle to Ryan Choi.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
So they plan to get on the plane and phase.
Oh, which I thought was ridiculous. Like yeah. This plan worked way too perfectly when they said they had like limited time.
Yeah.
Sisko was hungover and like...
Worried.
I've never done it on a moving plane.
Yeah.
And then he didn't know if Nora was going to be able to phase.
Yeah.
And so many variables just went their way.
Yeah. Like, which, surely if Sisko could have just breached the plane, like, you know, like
yeah,
when
the whole
it,
plane, yeah.
Yeah, just breach it somewhere else instead of. But it was all built up, obviously. So Barry was there for the first time she managed to phase.
Oh, yeah. How do you think of that? Because he did the whole.
He did Wells'
original
speech.
Original Wells speech, yeah.
To her. I thought that was good.
Yeah, that's quite
good. So Wells was in the episode.
Oh, yeah. I suppose.
But not fresh.
But it's weird how, because that was actually Thorn.
Yeah, but he still, like, looks
still
up to him.
He taught Barry a lot,
yeah,
didn't he?
He taught him everything, so he still looks up to him like a father figure.
I've got another flashback here.
Go on.
So, the plane phasing through a building isn't original. They did that in the Flash comics, which I've actually read. I've got the Flash New 52, and I knew it happened somewhere early in the issues, but then I noticed the plane was actually flight 5201, which could be a reference to New 52 issue 1. I knew it happened quite early in there. It could have been issue 1, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, but they definitely phased the plane through a bridge into the river.
That'd
in,
be cool
in that issue.
They did do that. So yeah, they phased through.
Oh yeah, I noticed when Wally wasn't in the Kid Flash suit, so like, you know, he's gone as, he was in his suit for like, was it a christening they were at the beginning?
Yeah.
He was in his, like, white shirt and a blazer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone with him, Wally, Kid Flash, come back. He was wearing the same outfit all episode, even though he'd changed a couple of times to be Kid Flash. He wore the same shirt.
Kept putting it back on.
Yeah. So that's actually where we learn about the soft events.
Yeah.
Which justified the flashpoint. Because that was a major event, him saving his mum.
And it changed everything, didn't it?
Yeah, because that changed everything, whereas...
other things.
Minor things can go amiss.
Yeah.
We find out about this... How does nobody know about this secret room in Star Labs where Joe takes his naps? That's ridiculous.
Like, yeah.
You couldn't have just created space. I'm sure the geniuses that work there could think, oh, we need more room to do this.
Yeah.
There's a room here.
Yeah.
There's no way. And then Kid Flash says to Joe about going back to Legends because that's his place.
Yep.
Yeah. And
I still find it hard to believe as well, like, all this time, like, Barry, tell the group everything. He's still going to keep this burden to himself.
Yeah, not going to tell
in the future, like, that he's going to go missing.
Yeah, he's not telling anything.
Because obviously they are going to... He's going to have to try and change that. But if you're messing with the future...
Again, yeah,
Is that a...
But maybe it just changes Nora's future. Time travel messes with the brain.
Yeah, because if... Yeah. Well, if he knows about the future and now changes his life... to change his future, is he messing with time? Because he's not...
Surely that's a major event, the Flash going missing.
Yeah.
So if that doesn't happen, a lot of things would be different, surely.
Well, yeah, people, like, getting away with stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see as the season unfolds.
Another interesting thing was about Ralph turns up saying he'd done some digging on Caitlin and her dad. Because her dad was the only one that might be able to give some clues about her childhood. Because she had the vision, remember, at the end of season 4 of her being Killer Frost as a kid.
Yep.
Interesting thing here, another flashback. Ralph says he discovers that the death certificate was faked. And it was signed off by a Cameron McKent, which I know from the comics as a villain called the Icicle.
Right.
Who was a villain with ice powers, obviously similar to Killer Frost. I don't really know who he's the villain of specifically, because I've only ever seen him in, like... team-up books like Justice League, Teen Titans. So it's not like one specific villain. It could be the Flash, but I've never seen him in the Flash.
So what do you think that might mean?
I don't really know what that could mean, but it'd be interesting to see like a Icicle versus Killer Frost scenario going on.
Or is it potentially they are related? They've got similar powers?
It is possible. I mean, she knows her dad isn't Cameron McKent, but her dad's probably alive, we're assuming.
Yeah. I'm guessing so.
So that's pretty much it, apart from the, like, end credit scene where you see Gridlock being towed away in a lorry.
Yeah.
And then they get ambushed. And this villain...
I was going to say, did you know who it was?
I did. But I'll be honest, I had seen prehand who the villain of the series was going to be.
Okay.
But I would have also recognised it from the lightning-shaped dagger.
Right.
He had that lightning-shaped dagger. And so I know him as a villain called Kakeda. I think they're going to call him that from what I've read. And he says to Gridlock in the lorry, I'm going to like exterminate all of you. I'm guessing Metas.
Yeah.
But I think they're going for a slightly different story to the comics, where Kakeda was, where he was struck by lightning while he was murdering someone.
Right.
And he was like immortal, so he could drain people's life by killing them and extend his own.
Right.
So he could be like hundreds of years old. But... there's nothing in the comics about him hating Metas, because technically he is one. So I don't know what's going to happen in the series. But I know he's got the lightning-shaped dagger, which can drain the life force of people.
And what did he do with Gridlock? He killed him?
He killed him, yeah. But he says, I'm going to exterminate all of your kind, or something along those lines.
Mm.
So I think he's going to have like a vendetta against metahumans.
Yeah, it's not like he's just come in to wipe out the bad ones.
No, yeah. So we'll see where that goes. There's not really a lot going on at the minute with him.
No, but...
I thought it was a very good start to the series.
Solid episode, definitely.
Yeah. They set up loads of different like different arcs to be explored throughout the series, you know, with Killer Frost and Iris and Nora, Barry, Kakeda. A lot going on.
Because I presume the main like thing in the series is obviously going to be fighting the big bad, but also preventing...
Barry from going missing, I think.
But then we've still got a few years before we have to worry about that.
Maybe he finds out what it is that makes him having a baby.
Maybe.
So yeah, I'm quite happy with this and where it's going.
Yeah, and we're ready for episode 2.
Yeah, well, we'll be back next week with the review of episode 2 of season 5. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at WChinwag.
Yep, and YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube as well on a channel, my channel, Gert Bilbo. So you'll find the details of that on our Twitter account. And you'll find all updates about when new episodes are coming and when the latest episodes are up.
Yep.
So that's that then.
Good. Yeah, we'll
see you next week. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.